Medical disclaimer: the content you're about to listen to was created for the purpose of entertainment, education, and information only. It should not be considered medical advice. It reflects our opinions only.
Hey everyone, and welcome back. Today we're going to talk about nutrition and acne. Acne is a common problem that many of us face at least at some point in our lifetime. Some of us are more likely to develop it because of genetics, which we can't change. Other things can increase our chances of getting acne though, including our diet. Let's talk more about what we can do to clear and prevent pimples with food. 1. We can avoid high sugar foods or foods with high glycemic index. Just briefly, to be high glycemic index means that when you eat the food, your body's blood sugar level tends to rise more quickly, which triggers your body to release more insulin, which is what helps your body pull the blood sugar into your cells. High glycemic foods include sugary sodas, milk chocolate, given its higher sugar content, processed carbohydrates like pretzels, French fries, and cookies. There's a lot of studies looking at this, and most, at least over 70% in one meta-analysis, or a study that combines information from all other available studies, showed that eating high glycemic index foods corresponded to having worse acne. Please note that some of these studies were done in teenagers, more commonly males, so to some degree we may not be able to apply this conclusion to everyone. Why would this be? It looks like high glycemic index foods tend to increase levels of a growth factor called IGF-1, which stands for insulin-like growth factor, which stimulates our bodies to make more sex hormones. With more hormones, our oil glands are more active and they make more oil, and the skin cells become stickier, which results in plugged pores. High glycemic index foods also stimulate a pro-inflammatory pathway that then causes pimples and pus bumps. So what should we be eating instead? And how quickly can we see these results? In general, you want to pick foods that have a lower glycemic index, like less than 50. Good choices include fruits like strawberries, blueberries, apples, and grapefruits. Vegetables like cucumbers, tomatoes, bell peppers, and greens. Sprouted breads like Ezekiel bread, steel-cut oatmeal, and brown rice. Beans. If you need something sweet, I'd choose dark chocolate or honey over sugar. If you've got a hankering for a fizzy sweet drink, kombucha, which is a fermented fizzy tea, would be a better choice. Interestingly, there's at least one study that showed having kombucha compared to diet soda or sugary soda kept blood sugars lower. You may start to see improvements as early as 2 weeks, but it may take up to 12 weeks after making changes in your diet. Please note that some fruits and veggies can have higher glycemic indices compared to others, like bananas, watermelon, grapes, cooked carrots, and corn. These are all still better choices than something processed like milk chocolate, cookies, pretzels, or chips, or a sugary soda though. 2, avoid dairy. There are many studies that look at dairy intake and acne, and the majority, again, like with high glycemic index foods, greater than 70% of these studies, showed increased likelihood of having acne with dairy consumption. Skim milk is the classic acne culprit that we're taught in dermatology training, but it turns out that all forms of milk can make acne worse. Cheese and ice cream are also offenders. This is especially true in people that otherwise eat more of a Western diet, more processed and higher fat foods, versus people that live in Europe. Oh, those Europeans! They think they're so much better than us. Just kidding. So why do dairy foods cause acne? There are a few reasons for this. 1, just like high glycemic foods, milk, particularly the whey component in it, stimulates production of growth factor IGF-1. Again, this causes our bodies to make more sex hormones, which again in turn causes increased oil production, increased skin cell stickiness, and plugging of our pores. This is a better environment for a bacterium on our skin called C. acnes to live. This bacterium contributes to acne, which is in part why we give patients antibiotics for acne. Finally, we have increased inflammation as a result of IGF-1 as well. To make matters worse though, milk oftentimes also has bioactives within it, like hormones, IGF-1, and another molecule that can increase inflammation called TGF-beta. 3, avoid supplements that contain whey, high doses of vitamin B6 and B12, and iodine like kelp. Many muscle-building supplements contain whey because its protein content should theoretically help build muscle. Whey is a key component in milk, making up to 20% of milk, but it can increase growth factors, oil production, sex hormone production, and inflammation, resulting in worse acne. There are studies that show bodybuilders that stopped their whey protein had improvement in their acne. Realize that avoiding whey doesn't just mean the straight-up supplement. Whey is sometimes a hidden or not-so-hidden ingredient in other things, like Gatorade Zero with protein, and even collagen supplements. The increasingly popular AG1, made by Athletic Greens, can theoretically also worsen acne, as it contains high levels of vitamin B6, B12, and kelp powder. There is some evidence that all three of these ingredients can worsen acne. Choosing a plant-based protein powder may be a better option if you're intent on using a protein supplement but want to lower your risk of acne. 4. Consider starting a probiotic. The evidence is early, but there are studies that showed 80% improvement in acne after supplementing with oral probiotics containing lactobacillus for 12 weeks. These are thought to work by lowering inflammation in the oil on our skin and potentially even lower levels of the bacteria that contributes to acne, called C. acnes. Use of oral probiotics in combination with oral antibiotics, again, a commonly used treatment for acne, as I mentioned earlier, actually allowed for even more improvement than with the oral antibiotic alone in one study. Topical probiotics like Streptococcus thermophilus may also help by helping restore skin barrier function. The effect may depend on which probiotic you're choosing, but unfortunately, there's not a lot of data to show which is best yet. One has to wonder if kombucha may also be beneficial, but careful, if you're choosing one of these drinks, remember to check the sugar content and choose one with minimal added. 5. Avoid saturated fats and omega-6 fatty acids. These include things like fast food, bacon, salami, chorizo, sausage, cakes and biscuits, margarine, ghee, butter, sunflower oil, corn oil, and soybean oil. These foods tend to increase inflammation, making acne worse. Further, they may increase sex hormone production. More sex hormones mean our skin will make more oil, which results in more plugged pores. Instead, you want to choose polyunsaturated fats like linoleic and alpha-linolenic acid instead. Eat foods like salmon, mackerel, sardines or anchovies, chia seeds, and flax seeds. These are thought to make the oil on our skin more liquid, for one, making it less likely to plug our pores. They're also thought to increase our body's ability to tolerate bacteria on our skin and may even be anti-inflammatory. If you're going to choose a supplement to help your acne, an omega-3 fatty acid might be a useful one. 6. Make sure you have the right vitamins. Vitamins A, C, D, and E may be helpful for reducing inflammation, oil production, blackhead formation, and even bacterial growth that contributes to acne. Eat foods like carrots, avocados, pumpkins, papayas, and peppers, citrus and other fruits, fatty fish, eggs, green leafy vegetables, tomatoes, and walnuts. Vitamin C, interestingly, may be even more useful applied topically than when eaten. This is at least in part because it tends to be more available to our skin cells when we apply it topically. You can find it over the counter in many serums. As noted in our vitamin C podcast, choosing a vitamin C serum that also contains vitamin E and folic acid may enhance the benefits of the vitamin C. I do want to counsel you all that I would avoid just like cutting an orange and or even like a lemon or a lime and slathering it on your skin as a substitute for buying one of these fancy serums. Again, it doesn't necessarily have to be a fancy serum that you're getting, but the problem with just applying it straight from the fruit is twofold. One, the vitamin C in the fruit is more of just like it's more water loving, if you will. So normally our skin barrier will keep water containing things out of it. So in the form of the fruit, it's water-based, and our skin is going to block it from being absorbed. The second reason why you really want to avoid applying it directly from the fruit is because there is this other thing that can happen, something called phytophotodermatitis. So let's say that you applied the fruit directly to your skin and then you went out in the sun, you can actually get a really painful sunburn there. And then generally speaking, that resolves, leaving a darker area on the skin. Okay, so I realized that was a small digression, but again, if you're gonna choose a vitamin C, I would buy one of the ones that are over the counter, already formulated in a serum, so that your skin is actually better able to absorb it. Okay, and that you avoid this phytophototoxicity reaction that I'm otherwise discussing. Okay, so going back to vitamins and why they're important for our acne. So we already talked about how vitamins A, C, and D can be helpful for reducing inflammation and improving acne. Interestingly, some ones that we definitely want to avoid include high doses of vitamin B6 and B12, as I mentioned earlier in the context of that AG1 supplement, because again, those have been shown to potentially make acne worse. Some other B vitamins may be helpful though, including vitamins B1, B3, B5, and B7. And you can find these in foods like nutritional yeast, nuts, oatmeal, fish, and bran. 7. Minerals like zinc and selenium can also help acne. Whole grains, pumpkin, and sunflower seeds are good sources of zinc. Brazil nuts are jam-packed with selenium, but I would only eat these occasionally because there's evidence that in high doses, selenium can actually cause skin cancer. Well, in sum, the key foods to avoid if you have acne include those that are high in sugar or have a high glycemic index, like sugary sodas and processed carbohydrates, dairy-based products, particularly milk, although kefir and yogurt may be helpful because of the probiotics, and saturated fats. Changing your diet may help improve your acne within as early as 2 weeks after making these changes. Remember to avoid other key triggers too, like high doses of vitamin B6, B12, and iodine, for example, in kelp supplements and whey supplements too. In general, eating more of a whole foods diet that's low in dairy, containing whole grains, fruits, and vegetables, in addition to fish that contain omega-3 fatty acids like salmon, combined with vitamins A, B, C, D, and zinc. Studies show that making these changes, even on top of medical therapies you might be given by your dermatologist, can further enhance the results. All right, everyone. Well, that's all for today. I hope that you've enjoyed this podcast and that you now feel equipped to make positive choices in your diet to improve your skin. If you like this podcast, please subscribe. We've got more informative podcasts to come. You can also find other cool tips on our Instagram page and even our website, mdcrafted.co. Please check it out.